Hello people, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how are you doing today? Welcome to another episode of This Dev Life, where we talk about developer lives, challenges they face every day, and how they overcome those challenges. Today, I have a special guest joining me on the show. He's not a developer, but he has an awesome product. He leads a company, he leads a new firm that has this awesome product new to the market, mostly for developers, for Nigerians, for corporate organizations on the show today. And because there's the last bit of it we'll talk about today, where it relates with developers, I think it would be awesome to just have him on the show. I was chatting with him yesterday afternoon. I was like, hey, dude, will you come on my podcast? I was like, dude, I would actually love to. So let's give it up for Ayodele Adeyemo. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey there, how are you? It's a pleasure to be on your show. And thanks so much, you know, for having me here. I think I've seen different sessions of this show before, and I mean, it's actually like, you know, big stuff, you know, being on your show today. And I'm quite excited to actually talk about our work and, you know, how it applies to, you know, developers around the world and, you know, pretty much what we can do within the space that we're currently working on. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. So, without much ado, without wasting time of our listeners, I know you are itching to hear what we have to say today. So, in few words, can you introduce yourself to our listeners on the show?
Oh, yeah. So, my name is Ayodele, right? And, you know, I'm basically a product manager currently, and I lead NumaCare. Literally, so NumaCare is a service arm of Numa Health. Numa Health is a digital healthcare company, and we're basically focused on accelerating innovation in healthcare across Africa. Basically, from background point of view, I studied high school in Federal University of Technology at Korea, and I'm studying remote sensing and geographic information systems. So pretty much, you know, being in, you know, University of Technology gave me access to like different developer communities, Google, Microsoft, and all that, and, you know, where I built, you know, tremendous interest in, you know, in technology. But I think eventually I moved from, you know, building apps into like data, and you know, that eventually became like a path. Eventually, after school, I joined an international health NGO as a data analyst, and graduated, you know, into becoming like a product manager, or working more around data analytics products, and subsequently got, you know, got into WHO as a global consultant to drive, you know, innovations and innovation adoption generally across low and middle income countries. So, I mean, after WHO, I decided to, you know, build a product for, you know, Africa, and see how best we can leverage on the experience and also, you know, the wealth of technology that we have to drive access to healthcare and accelerate, you know, innovations across board, so that everybody can access healthcare, either from, you know, their very small feature phones to smartphones and all that. Yeah, they're very affordable and equitable manner.
Right, thanks very much for that. So basically, you've had experience, well, all your career has been in health industry, from when you got out of school. Well, I know the company, you moved to WHO, which I think is like the stage, and then you decided to leave that to come build product for Africa where people can benefit from. So can you tell us a bit more details about NumaCare? What is NumaCare? What does NumaCare really actually do? What services do you offer to people? Are you looking to start a podcast like this? Anchor makes it super easy to get started with recording and automatically distributing your podcast to the most popular platforms, all for free. You can create podcasts from your phone, computers, or bring in pre-recorded episodes and overlay them with free background tracks. Make money easily with no minimum listenership requirement. It is the podcast platform for all. Download the free app today from your app stores or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Okay, well, so I think So Numake, I think the first thing is actually Numake is part of, it's a use case or pretty much like a product, as you know, within stack of products that we have at Numa Health. So like I mentioned earlier, Numa Health is a digital healthcare company. And Numake is our primary, is a full stack primary healthcare product that offers virtual and in-person primary care through our telemedicine platform. And also we do, provide like a very differentiated, telehealth, telehealth platform for mental health and behavioral health generally. So within the stack of of our operations, we are always thinking about how do we leverage technology to drive access to primary care. So, and that's pretty much like what 60 to 70% of people that go to the hospital every day do. So from, attending to your very basic headache to, probably treating your malaria or, just those very most situations where we think that, because the limits, there's a limitation of telemedicine, we are able to like also bring in a in-person care approach, which is where you have house calls. Most people, basically, we understand that most people do not like going to the hospital for, different reasons. So what we've done is actually to be able to design a model for house calls that allows, your doctor to be able to visit you at home as much as possible. So that's actually done at a very, very, scalable price that ensures that it's not breaking your pocket, right, as much as possible. So we, about 10,000 are in Nigeria, which is roughly about $20, thereabout. You can actually request for a doctor to, come see in your house, and you can get like quality and comprehensive care, which you can bet is actually better than what you get if you go to most hospitals, because it's comprehensive, it's unrushed, and then, the doctor is spending more time to better understand you and also provide, care plans that are very tailored and personalized for your needs. So just in essence, Numa Care itself is basically when you think about the things you want to do in the hospital, right? How can we leverage technology to, optimize that entire process and make it easier for people to access care, right? And rather than having to just build technologies the same way it has been built over years, we always, think about the redesign first and then, putting the user in the center of, the entire thing, and looking for the best ways to make sure that it's relationship-based, it's patient-centric, and, we can improve the quality of care at the end of the day. That's literally what we do at Numa Care.
So that sounds like a lot of ease or a lot of stress taking off me having to think about going to the hospital to get healthcare when I could just literally get on my phone and say, hey, I need a service. A doctor comes to me in the house and then I get the healthcare that I need. So can I term that as sort of my family doctor? Can Numa Care be my family doctor?
Yeah, definitely. So you can actually use Numa Care as a family doctor. And just to help you understand that better, the way we think about Numa Care as a family doctor is that relationship-based component, right? So I mentioned earlier that we consider relationships to be very important in the course of care, right? Unlike when you go to the hospital, for instance, and if you don't have like a concierge care plan, right? You go to the hospital today, there's no chance that you're going to see the same doctor that you met yesterday in the hospital. Mm. Or even from our telemedicine platform, once you start chatting with a doctor, the first time, right, the second time you come, there's a 90% chance that you're going to talk to that same doctor, right? Because we have like internal processes that assigns, a doctor to you, and then it allows you to continue to like get a doctor, and that, the doctor you're talking to as well is dependent on, your location, right, and what your specific needs are, as much as possible. So if you're a pediatric, if you're a child, then we want to find like a doctor that is more interested in pediatrics, right? That ensure that, he can give you better care. Or if you're actually like an older person, we're trying to connect you with somebody who is very much interested in the care for the aged and all that. So that's how we think about it. So basically, like I mentioned, relationship first. And when you now think about your family setting, there's a need to have somebody that understands the needs of those of that particular family and every member of those family. And being able to build that relationship, right, is able to like also help members of the family to be able to share and even open their doors, right, to one particular person, rather than having to open doors to different people at different times. That's how we think about it. Right? So you can easily think about what we do as you can run it as a family doctor, you can run it as a personal doctor, that you can easily just pick up your phone and be like, hey, doctor, what's up? This is what I feel like. And, you know, even for the house calls, right, we're not just doing house calls because we want to make money, right? So one of the things we do is before, you know, you request for a house call, I think you would have noticed that we ask you a set of questions because we just want to be sure that, you know, do you actually really need a doctor to come see you? If you want, like, you know, a normal checkup, then it's better, you know, you say you want a checkup. But, you know, if you just have an headache and this thing, then it's probably better to just prescribe medication for you first and then see how that progresses probably after a day. And, you know, but that's really dependent on the judgment of the doctor across board, yeah.
Okay, wow, thanks for that. So you've mentioned quite a bit around house calls and being the personal doctor, the family doctor. What other services does NomaCare offer?
Okay, yes. So within the primary care range, right? So we're really, really looking to, like, expand stuff. So first, you know, we started with the very basic primary, telehealth, right? Which is, you know, just come and talk to a doctor free of charge, right? And, you know, we move that to, you know, by the time we started seeing that, okay, people actually need to see doctors, right? And they don't want to go to the hospital, right? So we move to that next level to say, okay, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to allow you to request for a doctor to see in your house, for a token. And, you know, that seems pretty fair for a lot of people, especially folks in Lagos or folks in Abuja. Now, you know, one of the things we're doing now is where we've kind of, like, scaled that now into mental health, and that's called, like, Whole Mind, right? So our Whole Mind plan is basically helping people to achieve, like, sound minds, their mental health out of life. And that's really, you know, premium. But then also, you know, one of the things we think about is making sure that it's equitable in terms of pricing and also in terms of access. Right. Then also we're still working on, you know, different other plans that basically will be releasing in a few weeks. Some focused on maternity care, some that are focused on, you know, just specifically down to, like, remote monitoring, where, you know, we can provide, you know, support for, you know, people who need to go on, you know, drip infusion from their house, and we can track that remotely and also be able to, like, communicate with your doctor to know what exactly needs to be done at time. So those are the things we're looking at. So the goal for us is actually to be able to, like, bundle care as much as possible for people, and then it can actually be accessed within the convenience of their homes, right? And without breaking their pockets, yeah.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Now, you've mentioned all these great services NomaCare has to offer. So if I, as a developer, well, I'm talking as a developer now because that is what I am, that is mostly what my audience are beginner developers, pro developers, or even a general person listening to the show, how do I sign up for any of the services? Where do I go get information about the services? And how do I pay?
So I think it's really simple, right? So one of the things that we thought about when we started, and you remember I mentioned that we think about most of these things from a design point of view, is that when I'm sick, right? So I don't have one single app on my phone hoping that I'm going to be sick, right? So, but then when I'm sick, right, I don't want to start going to download an app, right? And which is one of the reasons why people just go on Google, because you don't need to download an app for Google, right? So it's one thing. I mean, so what we've just done is the same effort that is going to cost you to go on Google, right? Just do NomaCare, and once you get to NomaCare, there are two approaches for you. You can start a free chat, or, you know, you can start, like, you know, you can fill a consultation form. When you fill a consultation form, you know, the doctor is able to review that and respond in less than, you know, between 5 to 10 minutes. If you're, you know, doing a free chat, our doctors respond to chat in less than 2 minutes. So depending on the time, but oftentimes the average time for a response is actually about 98 seconds. So you're sure that, you know, if you message your doctor during the day, you definitely will get a response in less than 2 minutes. And, you know, moving from there is that, you know, once you do that, that's pretty much for that. But if you want to request the house call, you have, like, a form that you can actually fill. And once you fill the form, it takes you to a payment page. So your payment is actually what validates that. I mean, so for instance, you know, once you make your payment, the doctor reviews and, you know, reach out to you, and then you have an initial conversation just to be able to plan logistics. And, you know, afterwards, the doctor gets your house, provide the care, and, you know, everything's over. The same thing for, you know, the mental health part of the work as well. So everybody, right, and in less than 2-3 minutes, you can actually do whatever you want to do on the platform. So you don't need to download an app. It's just a website, and you get whatever you need.
Yeah, and that is NomaCare. That's P-N-E-U-M-A carey.care.
Yes, yes, no matter, that's right.
Okay. And for those listening to us, because you're listeners on the show, there's a promo just for you. So when you sign up and you want to get a service, remember to use the promo code Dara or Ladapo. That gives you 10% off any service from Noma Care. So be sure to put that promo code when you're signing up. You know, you could just save that money to get yourself some nice stuff, you know. Right. So, yes, yes. So now to the interesting bits. Now, most of the listeners on this show and people that follow me that watch my shows are developers. They are programmers. They want to know, how do I utilize what you have? You have rich set of data, symptoms, lists, and all those kind of things. How do I, as a developer, use the services that you have? You mentioned earlier to me, but I want to tell our listeners on the show what developer services are actually available for them and how they can access it.
Right. So I mentioned earlier that, you know, we're a digital healthcare company, and the way we're positioned is when we started, right, we noticed a lot of problems. So, and one of the first things we noticed was actually, you know, healthcare is broken. And if two people were set on a journey to do, you know, for instance, just started to build a telemedicine service, right, they're going to go through the same process. And so the fact that I've gone through that process before doesn't mean that you're not going to go through the process, right? And which is, you know, cost a lot of time, cost a lot of money. You know, it's very painful. And, you know, depending on how much of grit and, you know, and fall that you have within you, you know, you might just lose it in the process. And which is one of the reasons why when you look at, you know, the market currently, you have like different products. And also we saw an opportunity that most of the different solutions that we have right now are storing like individual data. And at the end of the day, we're still going to cause the same problems that we have, you know, with the existing healthcare system, where, you know, data does not flow across multiple hospitals, right? And then for you to be able to get your data from one hospital to another hospital, it takes a lot of pain. So what we decided to do is basically to build an infrastructure for this. And when you think about, for instance, in the fintech space, you have, you know, infrastructure services or API platforms where you're able to fetch, you know, transaction records for a patient. You can, for an individual, you can get, you know, their bank information, you know, validate their BVN and all that. But you don't have that. You don't have something like that within healthcare space. So what we decided to do was first, what is the opportunity for us whilst we're doing most of our work from the telemedicine service? Let us build this infrastructure, and then this infrastructure, whilst it powers our work, can also power, you know, what other people are doing within the space. And at the end of the day, right, it means that I can build, you know, a full-fledged, you know, functional telehealth platform that has, you know, pharmacy, laboratory, both chats and all of that in less than a week, without having to talk to a doctor, without having to, you know, start onboarding pharmacies, without having to start onboarding, you know, laboratories or onboarding pharmaceutical companies and all that. Because all you need to do at the early phase is even first for you to be able to validate your business model, right? And for you to be able to do that, you don't have all of the time in the world to do it. So you can easily build your stuff, very solid stuff, right, on top of our API platform. So what we're doing and what we've done so far is actually to build, you know, an API platform, right, and which we basically call like healthcare data and services infrastructure API platform that allows people to, you know, build digital healthcare businesses on top of that. So all we basically will give you a set of APIs that enables you to be able to do your work and build whatever you want to build without even having to think about cloud services.
So basically, as a developer, I can just come on and say, hey, you guys got this API. I can have access to hospitals, to doctors, to pharmacies, to everything you basically have access to without having to think about that business process basically, right?
Yes, definitely. So, that's probably simply put. And just to give an example, one of the use cases that one of our partners is currently trying to do is they want to build a digital pharmacy service like PillPack. And so for that to work, you know, you need to start thinking about building your inventory management system, building, you know, a very solid backend process and all that. But what we've done is, we just give a provisioning, you know, API services for them for products, for managing their inventory, and all of that, right? And all they ever just need to do now is build just one single, you know, front-end platform that connects, that their users are able to connect. So you think about it, it's more like as an a headless, you know, API service for healthcare, pretty much.
And they can probably even build their APIs on top of that API.
Fantastic. You know, with just wrappers, so you can build new wrappers and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. So now, for developers, you might be asking me, where do I actually go to get this developer stuff, all these juicy developer things? If you go to numa.care/developers, you will be able to request an access to the API platform, and to be sure, you will actually get a lot of stuff, because I know Ayodele has been on this health stuff since I knew him. It's what he's been talking about, open health, open API platforms, since I knew him. And I know when he says it, it is what it is. So developers, get on numa.care/developers right now to request your API access and get building API applications. Now,
yeah, and just to mention, I think one of the things we basically are planning over the next few months, as soon as we launch, so basically we have it in test currently, but yeah, hopefully in a few weeks, we're planning to have like a sort of like virtual hackathon, and you know, just to encourage more developers to kind of like build stuff, and definitely we're giving out prizes, cash prizes for folks that probably build
I love hackathons.
Yeah, hopefully we should have that, you know, in a few months. So it's probably good to have folks try to see, you know, how our platform can actually support, you know, the ideas. And we're also happy to, like, you know, dedicate some of our internal resources to, you know, help them think through their product, and then, you know, think even down to the business model component, right? And we can help them get things off the ground.
Okay, so when that hackathon comes up live, you want to follow me on Twitter, follow Numakios on Twitter, so you get information when that hackathon is going live. Now, before I call it a wrap, do you have any other information for our listeners on the show today, Ayodele?
Well, I feel like everybody has done stuff in fintech, right? I've always been in healthcare, right? My career has been pretty much like in healthcare, and I think one of the most important things is the fact that healthcare innovation is probably about to start in Africa generally, and you know, with COVID-19, right, it gave that opportunity for people to explore. What are the possible opportunities for? One thing we notice in Africa, because is the fact that there are just like some, institutional barriers, right? And which will always block folks to before you can even build stuff. And I think, you know, we are pretty much at the early phase where we're building those innovations that will accelerate or facilitate, you know, people to build stuff faster and, you know, jump over some of these institutional barriers. And honestly, you know, I think healthcare is also one of the most painful parts, areas to build stuff, but it's also like one of the best areas for anybody to build, because you can see the real impact, right? You can see somebody from a village that is able to access your, you know, solution via USSD service, or, you know, you're able to sell an insurance to somebody, you know, that is probably 10,000 miles away from you and can access care on their way back from farm. And so those are the opportunities. The same way when you think about fintech and you think about like a market woman, you know, in a very faraway village that is able to use USSD services to, you know, to sell a product or to buy something, right? That kind of joy is what you get. It's just, you know, now in healthcare, it's a matter of life or death oftentimes. So I think that's the impact that we have. So we really are looking for more people to, you know, join. And we are also looking for developers. So if you're a very good developer and you're thinking about, you know, joining us, we're happy to, you know, encourage, basically send your resume, iod@numa.care, and or dev@numa.care. Definitely we can always review and get back to you.
All right, thanks very, very much for that. And with that, we've come to the end of today's episode of This Dev Life. I hope it's been informative for you and you've been able to get something out of it, especially as a developer, how you can access all the goodies of the LDAPIs NumaCare has to offer and how you can utilize this to, you know, build your own startup, build your own product and your services and get going with it. Now, thank you for joining today's show. Thank you for listening today. And I want to say, you know, hope you're having fun and staying safe. I think I've said that earlier, but I'll say it again. I wish you good health. Until I come your way again with another guest on This Dev Life, I will say stay safe and goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.